Good afternoon. This is KTO's Juno Afternoon. I'm Christina Love, your host, and our next guests are here from us from NAMI. I cannot tell you how much I love this organization. It's the National Alliance Against Mental Illness, and they're here to outline peer-to-peer, a course that addresses the challenges of living with mental health conditions and co-occurring substance use disorders. Please welcome Crystal, Paula, and Sharon. I'll just have you guys introduce yourselves. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having us on. We're so excited to be with you, Christina. My name is Crystal Borland, and I'm the executive director of NAMI Juno, and as Christina said, the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
And I'm Sharon Denton, and I'm going to be teaching the peer-to-peer course, and I'm a facilitator for the Connection Support Group.
Wonderful.
Among other things.
And I'm Paula Rohrbacher, and I'm also going to be teaching the peer-to-peer course, and I'm also a facilitator for the NAMI Connections Support Group.
Thank you. Crystal, can you get us started just by telling us about your organization?
Yeah. So NAMI Juno in the community, we're primarily a resource for individuals who are managing a mental health condition or co-occurring substance use disorder. We're also a resource for family members and caregivers who support a loved one. And so we primarily offer classes, no-cost classes, as well as mutual support groups that happen reoccurring. And we provide some other public awareness initiatives and efforts in the community, like a mental health and wellness speaker series. And so all of our programs are really meant to connect people to information and support and really hope when managing a mental health condition.
That's so great. Your organization has done so much for awareness in the community and creating its own community for people who identify as having a mental illness.
Absolutely. Peer support is really powerful, and that's primarily what we're doing. Often folks call and they're wondering if we provide mental health services. So we definitely help people navigate to mental health services. But we're really about peer support and empowering individuals to learn more about their mental health condition, as well as supporting families and caregivers, as I mentioned. And we're also really fortunate to have great volunteers. So Sharon and Paula are tremendous volunteers to the organization, and it's really how we're able to do so much of what we do.
Yes. So I'm a person who identifies as having a mental health condition, and peer support is probably been one of the foundational pieces for giving me the life that I have. Can any of you guys, the question's open, what is peer support?
Well, for me, it means, this is Paula. I also identify as having mental health conditions. I live with depression and anxiety, and it can be a very isolating thing, especially because there's so much stigma around mental health issues. And so being able to be together with other people who live with mental health issues can be very empowering, and it's also it helps me to realize that it's such a widespread issue. There are a lot more people who live with mental health issues than you might imagine, and so it's really a wonderful way to connect with people and to learn more about people and to help reduce the stigma. I mean, even as a person living with mental health issues, I used to have my own ideas about what that looked like, and that's just my involvement in NAMI has completely smashed all those presupposed ideas that
right.
I had.
Really helps to normalize things.
Yeah.
To say like this is a totally normal thing that happens
yeah.
to people and
so
and validating experience that
yes.
can also be really powerful.
Yeah, yeah. It helps to be able to encourage one another, to be able to listen to one another, and to help each other find solutions for problems that you might think is insurmountable, but with somebody being with somebody else who's suffered with the same problems or has lived with the same challenges is can be really helpful.
That's so great.
Yeah, this is Sharon, and I think every time we have like a connection group or a class, the group wisdom educates all of us. You know, I always mm-hmm. learn something more that I can, add to my toolbox or, that just, stretches my mind.
That's so powerful.
And, it's good. It's a continuum.
I think that there's so many different educational pieces about peer support that I think would be so beneficial to any community, any business. I mean, one of my favorite things about peer support is that that there's equal power there. You know, that one person's experience is just as valuable as the other person, mm-hmm. regardless of how much money you have, regardless of whatever your job position is, regardless mm-hmm. of whatever, you know, whatever your background is. Like one person sharing their experience with the next person, you know, that there's that equality there, and it's real. You know, it's something that a lot of places really strive for, but in that setting, you can really feel that.
Mm-hmm. And I think also it helps people to be able to advocate for themselves, you know, and to realize that what Sharon said about your toolbox, that it's possible to live with a mental health condition but still live a happy, successful life.
And, absolutely.
And, again, there's that stigma that it means that people are institutionalized or constantly in and out of the hospital or taking medications that make it impossible for them to function. And that hasn't been the case for a tremendous number of people, including myself. You know, I've managed to raise a family and have a career and be active in community activities. And even though I have had difficulties in the past, you know, with the help of peers, support system and family and, you know, my caregivers and providers, it's possible to have a very fulfilling life.
Well, it's incredible that we right now are on the radio talking about, you know, that, and we're open about our lived experiences mm-hmm. of having a mental illness. I think about how far things have come, you know, here in the state of Alaska prior to the 1960s, it was illegal. People were arrested and mm-hmm. removed from their homes and, you know, brought to Morningside Hospital and never returned. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's I think it's important to say that that every time that someone stands up and says, you know, this, that I have lived with this and I have a very successful life that, you know, has the same quality and it's full of joy and all the things that your life is, you know, mm-hmm. that's so powerful that we're still here fighting stigma.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It exists.
Yeah. Why do you think that is? So Kristen and I were talking, and I think that we would like to dedicate another time to come back and we could talk for an hour. Well, we could talk for months, years, about stigma. We just want to give people just an idea of what we're talking about. Why do we talk about stigma being an important barrier?
Media has played a role in that. You know, the movies you see, you just, when you think of mental illness, you think of kind of very unusual, strange people acting in strange ways.
Yeah.
And yet that's not necessarily what it is.
Yeah.
And you also, you know, can think of real depression, deep depression. I think that's probably the one thing many people can identify with.
Yeah.
But it's really, there's such a continuum mm-hmm. of what's healthy and what's not healthy. And yeah.
And
yeah.
I think reducing the feeling of fear in people, you know. I know in my family, my mother was terrified of talking about mental illness because she had a relative who committed suicide. And I think if anybody indicated that they were suffering from depression, she would just basically just say, don't talk about it. You know, better to not talk about it, not acknowledge it than to come out and actually deal with it. And of course, back then there weren't as many resources as there are now. So I think reducing that kind of fear of the unknown or the strange or the different is a really important part of what NAMI does and what we do in our peer support and peer education classes.
Right. Breaking those myths, right?
Yeah.
I tell people that my disability is my superpower.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
that's great.
I think that it's really important to talk about those, mm-hmm. you know, as well as giving education around, you know, if somebody does have behavior that is strange, you know, that's it's our body's way of protecting itself mm-hmm. and it's our mind's way of surviving, you mm-hmm. know, and oftentimes people have, you know, lived through something traumatic and that's how they've coped through that.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you guys so much for coming on and providing that information. I want to talk about the upcoming class that you guys have that's happening. So it's the peer-to-peer. Peer-to-peer is an 8-week 8-week, no-cost program intended for adults interested in gaining information, support, and wellness skills to help meet the challenges of living with a mental health condition or co-occurring substance use disorder. So there's no charge at all, and lunch is provided.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the class is starting February 1st, and it's going to take place on Saturday, so hopefully convenient for many who work Monday through Friday. It'll be in the afternoons from 12 to 2, and although there's no cost, we do ask for registration. It's usually a small confidential group, and so it's important to know kind of who's coming into the class. It is for adults, so 18 and over, like you said, anyone who lives with a mental health condition or co-occurring substance use disorder. And the class is really focused on both mental health education, understanding more about symptom management, a variety of symptoms and treatment options, but it's also really focused on wellness. And so learning different self-care strategies that are going to work for you, different mindfulness techniques, goal setting. And so there's a lot of discussion built in and kind of communicating what your goals are and working around that. And so we really invite anyone who is interested in the class to contact us, and I can share more. Our registration deadline is coming up by the end of the week. So if you're interested, contacting NAMI Juno would be recommended.
That's so great. Well, and those topics, I feel like those are all great life topics.
Mm-hmm. They are
like,
great life topics.
Need
the curriculum
help,
is wonderful.
Yes, for reducing stress, you know, mm-hmm. or being more mindful. Mm-hmm. I also want to say that mental health conditions are on a spectrum, you know,
Absolutely.
So that doesn't mean that they have to be incredibly severe.
Right.
I didn't know that I had postpartum depression after I had my daughter. And I think that's just because of the information. You know, I mm-hmm. was bonded with my daughter. I loved my daughter. But because of hormones, you know, that I was feeling down, or mm-hmm. it was harder to get out of bed and mm-hmm. you know, to do the things that I needed to do. Mm-hmm. So it can look like all kinds of things, you know. And so if you're listening and you are having difficulty coping in life, and you know, and any of these topics sound like they would be interesting to you, calling NAMI
yes.
is a great
mm-hmm.
start.
Yes,
Crystal
thank you
is
for saying
so
that.
She's so wonderful to talk to, and they have incredible staff and volunteers. Yeah, yeah.
One of the things you know that. Especially for folks who live with anxiety. You know, there's so much anxiety in people live with in the world right now. And for years, I didn't think that anxiety was really a mental health condition. I just thought, you know, well, I'm just a nervous person, you know. But it can be a very crippling thing. And, you know, it can prevent people from getting out and doing things. They might have some phobias. You know, there's all kinds of ways that anxiety can really hinder people living a fulfilled life. So one of the things that that has helped me with anxiety are those mindfulness exercises. And that's what I love about the class is that we do a mindfulness exercise at the end of each class.
Oh, that's so great.
And it's really wonderful because then it's something that you can take home with you and do, you know, everybody is given a resource book that they can take with them and they can kind of go through it and you know, there's also just knowing that there's somebody else in the room who might have suffered or lived with something that you've lived with as well.
That's so great.
So, yeah.
Would you come back on the show and walk us through a mindfulness exercise at a different time?
Maybe we can. Maybe it can be a group
right.
effort.
Anxiety just went up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah.
We have a whole room of peers here.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it after the show.
Yeah. So, and then the other thing too is that the class does is it helps people to figure out ways to achieve and then maintain recovery, and that's really important.
That's so important. And there's
also
getting into and sustaining.
Yes.
Those are two totally separate things.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then to be able to advocate for themselves in
that's
the event
really
that they need to, you know, if they need to be hospitalized or they need further care, that they can come up with some kind of plan and have like a template to use so that they have
and how to navigate through different life scenarios that. You know, where their mental illness plays a part.
Right.
That's
yeah.
really great.
Yeah.
So I want to give our listeners, again, the information. So it's Saturdays from 12 to 2. And where's the location at?
We're holding it at JAMI Health and Wellness in the Salmon Creek area.
That's really great. And so if people want more information?
To call 463-4251, but easier, go to namijuno.org. And the class information is listed on the homepage and my contact information.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Crystal. Thank you, Paula. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you so much for the important work you're doing.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for your mental health advocacy, Christina.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.